Okay, good to see everybody again. And as you can see, I'm still alive. Sorry that I was late. I just, we had this COVID vaccination, which went quite well. And that way I'll be able to travel soon after the second one. Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy, Krishna arranged everything in difficult ways. And tomorrow I head back to North Carolina again, leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning, driving myself. I do know how to drive, even though I'm a sannyasi and sannyasis are not supposed to drive. We do know how to drive. Anyway, enough for humor. I think we'll chant Jai Radhamadava, if that's all right. And we'll have a little shorter class tonight because I just got back now and I got a lot of things to do and have to take prasadam, which I haven't taken the whole day. So we're going to keep it a little shorter tonight. Maybe after half an hour, we'll take questions. So, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Bharat Bhagati, Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Bharat Bhagati, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Manachari, Yamuna Tira Manachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Bharat Bhagati, Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Bharat Bhagati, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Manachari, Yamuna Tira Manachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidgacharya Otsutera Siddhashi Shivad, His Divine Grace of Ayachatana, the Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prabhu Brahm Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sivaita Gadadha, Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sankum Radhakunda Giri, Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Ki Jai, Mathuram Ki Jai, Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai, Yamanamai Ki Jai, Srimati Lassi Devi Ki Jai, Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Pradhananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru Gauranga Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Padanta Swami Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Sunyavadi Paschati Deya Shatari. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Alrighty. So we'll continue. So Omagadatu Miranda Shagaran Shanashlaka Chakshuram Minitam Yena Tasmai Shigavena Baha. So let's continue with the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just hopefully we will have the right timing tomorrow to give class tomorrow evening, or we may just do a darshan as I'm traveling, as I'm driving the car. We'll have to see. It's the electronic age. We can be anywhere and be preaching. Okay, here we go. Text 76. And as usual, when I finish, if I finish, because it's going to be shorter today, then we'll give an opportunity for other devotees to read. Make sure we got everything set here. Whoops. That was... Okay. I think we're set. Anera kikata baladeva mahasaya yandra bhava shudat satya vatsalyari maya. What to speak of others, even Lord Baladev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is full of emotions like pure friendship and paternal love. Purport, although Lord Baladev appeared before the birth of Lord Krishna and is therefore Krishna's worshipful elder brother, he used to act as Krishna's eternal servitor. In the spiritual sky, all the Vaikuntha planets are predominated by the quadruple expansions of Krishna, known as Chaturvyuha. They are direct... hold on a second. They are direct expansions from Baladev. It is the singularity of the Supreme Lord that everyone in the spiritual sky thinks himself a servitor of the Lord. According to social convention, one may be superior to Krishna, but factually everyone engages in his service. Therefore, in the spiritual sky or the material sky and all the different planets, no one is able to supersede Lord Krishna or demand service from him. On the contrary, everyone engages in the service of Lord Krishna. As such, the more a person engages in the service of the Lord, the more he is important. And conversely, the more one is bereft of the transcendental service of the Lord, the more he invites the bad fortune of material contamination. In the material world, although materialists want to become one with God or compete with God, everyone directly or indirectly engages in the service of the Lord. The more one is forgetful of the service of Krishna, the more he is considered to be dying. Therefore, when one develops pure Krishna consciousness, he immediately develops his eternal relationship or servitorship to Krishna. In other words, following the same line of thought as yesterday's verses, everyone's a servant of Krishna, even Krishna's expansions. Tenho apana ke karena dasa bhavana Krishna dasa bhava vinu ache kona jana. He also considers himself a servant of Lord Krishna. Indeed, who is there who does not have this conception of being a servant of Lord Krishna? I'm going to explain something in a second. Sahasra varaneyanho yeshesha sankarshana Dasadeha Dharikare Krishnara Sevana. He who has saved Sankarshan with his thousands of mouths serves Krishna by assuming 10 forms. Ananda Brahmande Rudra Sada Shivera Angsha Gunavatara Keno Sarva Deva Avatamsha. Rudra, who is an expansion of Sada Shiva and who appears in unlimited universes, is also a guna avatar, qualitative incarnation, and is the ornament of all the demigods in the endless universes. So here we find the ontology described, that Sadashiva is Vishnu Tattva, as we said before, and the Rudras of this world, or the Shivas of this world, are his expansions, and they associate with the mode of nature, natures, especially the mode of ignorance, and therefore those Rudras are called guna avatars. There's three guna avatars. Guna means mode of nature. There's goodness, passion, ignorance, also means rope. And Lord Shiva is the controller of the mode of ignorance, and Lord Brahma is the controller of the mode of passion, and Vishnu is the controller of the mode of goodness. So the Rudra in this material world is an expansion of the Vishnu Tattva formed on this side of Shiva in the spiritual world. Okay. What else do I want to talk? I want to talk about servants. That it's very important to understand that everyone is serving Krishna, either voluntarily or involuntarily. Prabhupada spoke about this many, many times. In other words, involuntarily means we are not devotees, we're acting as devotees of Krishna, and we are forced to serve Krishna by the modes of nature. And he kastit chanama bi jatatisthatiya karma krit, karyate yavasa karma, sarva prakriti jayaguna. Everyone is forced to act helplessly. Unless you are Krishna conscious, you're like a puppet, a marionette. There are 11 expansions of Rudra or Lord Shiva. They are as follows. Ajaikapat, Avi Bradna Virupaksha Raivata Hara Bahurupa Deva Shrestha Triambaka Savitra Jayanta Pinaka and Aparajita. So these are the 11 Rudras, and they are married to 11 Rudranis. Because if you're a Rudra, you've got to marry a Rudrani. Besides these, you can't become Rudra. Don't worry about it. Besides these expansions, there are 8 forms of Rudra called earth, water, fire, air, sky, the sun, the moon, and Soma Yaji. Generally, all these Rudras have 5 faces, Panchamukha, 3 eyes, and 10 arms. Sometimes it is found that Rudra is compared to Brahma and considered a living entity. But when Rudra is explained to be a partial expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is compared to Sesha. Lord Shiva is therefore simultaneously an expansion of Lord Vishnu and in his capacity for annihilating the creation, one of the living entities. Interesting. That means he has different capacities and different expansions himself, which is what I talked about before. As an expansion of Lord Vishnu, he is called Hara, and he is transcendental material qualities. But when he is in touch with Tamagun, he appears contaminated by the material modes of nature. This is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Brahma Sanghita. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, it is stated that Lord Rudra is always associated with the material nature when she is in the neutral, unmanifest stage. But when the modes of material nature are agitated, he associates with material nature from a distance. In the Brahma Sanghita, the relationship between Vishnu and Lord Shiva is compared to that between milk and yogurt. Milk is converted into yogurt by certain additives, but although milk and yogurt have the same ingredients, they have different functions. Similarly, Lord Shiva is an expansion of Lord Vishnu, yet because of his taking part in the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation, he's considered to be changed like milk converted into yogurt. In the Puranas, it is found that Shiva appears sometimes from the heads of Brahma and sometimes from the head of Vishnu. Of course, the Rudras, as far as the Bhagavatam's description, appeared from the heads of Lord Brahma, and that's because the 4 Kumaras refused to get married, and their papa, Lord Brahma, was really angry at them. So it's all right to disobey your father in that respect. The annihilator, Rudra, is born from Sankarshan, and the ultimate fire to burn the whole creation. In the Vayu Purana, there's a description of Sadashiva in one of the Vaikuntha planets. This Sadashiva is a direct expansion of Lord Krishna's form for pastimes. It is said that Sadashiva, Lord Chambu, is an expansion from the Sadashiva in the Vaikuntha planets, Lord Vishnu. Okay, got it. So, and that his consort, Mahamaya, is an expansion of Rama Devi, or Lakshmi. So here, let's make this clear. There's a Sadashiva in this world, and a Sadashiva in the Vaikuntha planets. And the Sadashiva of the Vaikuntha planets is Lord Vishnu, is a direct expansion of Lord Vishnu, is Vishnu Tattva. And the Sadashiva in this material world is not Vishnu Tattva. He's a special Tattva. He's like milk that's turned into yogurt. That is, he's Krishna who comes in contact with this material energy. Mahamaya is the origin or birthplace of material nature. She's our Mataji. If you want to have a Mataji. So Teno Karena Krishna Radasha Pratyasha Nirantara Kahi Shiva Muni Krishna Dasa. He also desires only to be a servant of Lord Krishna. Sri Sadashiva always says, I am a servant of Lord Krishna. Krishna Preme Unmata Vivaladi Gambara Krishna Guna Lila Gaya Nachi Nirantara. Intoxicated by ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, he becomes overwhelmed and incessantly dances without clothing and sings about Lord Krishna's qualities and pastimes. He's so ecstatic. Pita Mata Guru Sakya Bhava Kene Nai Krishna Premere Swabhave Dasha Bhave Se Karahai Karayai. All right, yeah. All the emotions, whether those of father, mother, teacher, or friend, are full sentiments of servitude. That is the nature of love of Krishna. Eka Krishna Sabha Sevya Jagadishvara Arayata Sabha Tanra Seva Kanuchara. Lord Krishna, the one master and the Lord of the universe, is worthy of being served by everyone. Indeed, everyone is but a servant of his servants. Say Krishna Vatirana Chaitanya Ishvara Adayavara Saba Tanhara Kinkara. That same Lord Krishna has descended as Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone, therefore, is his servant. Kehamane Kehanamhane Saba Tanradasa Yenamane Tarahaya Se Pape Nasha. Some accept him, whereas others do not. Yet everyone is his servant. One who does not accept him, however, will be ruined by his sinful activities. Purport. When a living entity forgets his constitutional position, he prepares himself to be an enjoyer of the material resources. Sometimes he is also misguided by the thought that service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not absolute engagement. In other words, he thinks that there are many other engagements for a living entity besides the service of the Lord. Such a foolish person does not know that in any position he either directly or indirectly engages in activities of service to the Supreme Lord. Actually, if a person does not engage in the service of the Lord, all inauspicious activities encumber him, because service to the Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya, is the constitutional position of the infinitesimal living entities. Because the living entity is infinitesimal, the allurement of material enjoyment attracts him and he tries to enjoy matter, forgetting his constitutional position. But when his dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened, he no longer engages in the service of matter, but engages in the service of the Lord. In other words, when one is forgetful of his constitutional position, he appears in the position of the Lord of material nature. Even at that time, he remains a servant of the Supreme Lord, but in a qualified or contaminated state. In other words, again, Prabhupada's making the point that you still remain a servant, but you're being forced to do so by the modes of nature, just like someone who is sent to the prison house may be serving the government, but he's forced to do it. Like many places in the United States, the roads were actually constructed by chain gangs from the prisons. What is a chain gang? Well, they take all the prisoners out and attach chains to their ankles and chain them all together. And they have guns and they say, dig, work. And those prisoners are working for the government and working for all of us. In the same way, we are working for Krishna, the Supreme Government, out of force because of the modes of nature. The modes of nature are saying, lust, go for that. Object of lust. Okay. Modes of nature say, eat. We say, oh, eat. Modes of nature say, go to that movie. All right. Well, movie. Sorry. Anyways, almost funny. So, Chaitanya Radasa Muni, Chaitanya Radasa. Chaitanya Radasa Muni Tanra Dasa Radasa. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya and a servant of his servants. It says anything you say three times comes true. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya, a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm a servant of his servants. Etavali nachi gaya unkara gambira shane keva sila charya haina sustira. Saying this, Advaitacharya dances and loudly sings. Then at the next moment, he quietly sits down. Bhakta abhimana mula Shri Balarame Sevave Anugata Tanra Amsha Gane. The source of the sentiment of servitude is indeed Lord Balaram. The plenary expansions who follow him are all influenced by that ecstasy. Like a pen that doesn't work. We'll write it later. So, Tanra Avatara Eka Shri Sankirtana Bhakta Bali Abhimana Kare Sarakshana. Lord Sankarshan, who is one of his incarnations, always considers himself a devotee. Tanra Avatarana Shri Yukta Lakshmana Shri Ramera Dasa Tinho Kaila Anukshana. Another of his incarnations, Lakshmana, who is very beautiful and opulent, always serves Lord Rama. Sankarshana Patara Karanabdi Shahi Tanhara Ridiyai Bhakta Baba Anuyahi. The Vishnu who lies in the causal ocean is an incarnation of Lord Sankarshan, and according the emotion of being a devotee is always present in his heart. Tanhara Pakasha Veda Advaita Acharya Kaya Mano Vakye Tanra Bhakti Sadakarya. Advaita Acharya is a separate expansion of him. He always engages in devotional service with his thoughts, words, and actions. Vakye Kahe Muni Chaitanya Anuchara Muni Tanva Bhakta Mane Bhave Nirantara. By his words, he declares, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Thus, with his mind, he always thinks, I am his devotee. Jala Tulasi Diya Kare Kayata Sevana Bhakti Pracharya Sabatarila Bhuvana. With his body, he worshipped the Lord by offering Ganges water and Tulasi leaves. And by preaching devotional service, he delivered the entire universe. Pitivi dharena ye shesha sankarshana kaya vyuha kari karena krishnera sevana. Shesha sankarshana, who holds all the planets on his heads, expands himself in different bodies to render service to Lord Krishna. E sabahaya shi krishnera avatara nirantara deki sabara bhaktira achara. These are all incarnations of Lord Krishna, yet we always find that they act as devotees. In other words, they're serving Krishna. E sabaki shastrekai bhaktavatara, bhaktavatara pada upari sabara. The scriptures call them incarnations as devotees, bhakta avatara. The position of being such an incarnation is above all others. So purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in different incarnations, but its appearance in the role of a devotee is more beneficial to the conditioned souls than the other incarnations, with all their opulences. Sometimes a conditioned soul is bewildered when he tries to understand the incarnation of Godhead with full opulence. Lord Krishna appeared and performed many uncommon activities, and some materialists misunderstood him. But in his appearance as Lord Chaitanya, he did not show much of his opulences, and therefore fewer conditioned souls were bewildered. Misunderstanding the Lord, many fools consider themselves incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the result is that after leaving the material body, they enter the species of jackals. Persons who cannot understand the real significance of an incarnation must attain such lower species of life as punishment. Conditioned souls who are puffed up by false egoism and who try to become one with the Supreme Lord become Mayavadis. Ekamatra amsi Krishna, Krishna amsavatara, amsi amsi diki jeshta kanishta achara. Lord Krishna is the source of all incarnations, and all others are his parts and parcel incarnations. We find that the whole and part behave as superior and inferior. Jeshta bhave amsite haya prabhu jnana, kanishta bhave apanate bhakta abhimana. The source of all incarnations has the emotions of a superior when he considers himself the master, and he has the emotions of an inferior when he considers himself a devotee. So that's, of course, referring to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ete Chamsa Kalaku Sag Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna is the source of all incarnations. He's the master. Yekali Shri Krishna Arasabda Vritcha. And when he takes the mood of a devotee, he considers himself inferior to the Supreme Personality, Godhead, and the servant of the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Lord's devotees. A fraction of a particular thing is called a part, and that from which the fraction is distinguished is called the whole. Therefore, the fraction or part is included within the whole. The Lord is the whole, and the devotee is the part or fractional part. That is the relationship between the Lord and the devotee. There are also gradations of devotees who are calculated as greater or lesser. When a devotee is great, he's called Prabhu, and when he's lesser, he's called Bhakta, or devotee. That doesn't mean that if you consider a devotee not so advanced, you should say, just Bhakta so-and-so. I mean, a devotee, that's a very high position to be a Bhakta. Everyone's a Prabhu. Prabhu's not indicating that we should simply call people who are less advanced Bhaktas. We should call every other devotee Prabhu. The supreme whole is Krishna and Baladeva, and all Vishnu incarnations are his fractions. Lord Krishna is therefore conscious of his superior position, and all Vishnu incarnations are conscious of their positions as devotees. That's interesting. So Prabhu also can refer to Krishna, and devotee can refer to all the other Vishnu incarnations. It's kind of interesting how that's done. Let's see if anyone is... All right, no one's raised their hand, so I am going to continue reading for the whole time. Too late. Krishnera samata haite bhara bhakta bhara atma haite krishnera bhakta haya premaspada. The position of being a devotee is higher than that of equality with the Lord, with Lord Krishna, for the devotees are dearer to Lord Krishna than his own self. Purport, the conception of oneness with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is inferior to that of eternal service to the Lord, because Lord Krishna is more affectionate to devotees than to his personal self. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 4th chapter, text 68, the Lord clearly says, and this is an important verse, Sadavo Ridyam Mayam Sadanam Ridyam Tuaham Maranyatena Janati Naham Devyo Managapi. The devotees are in my heart, and I am the heart of my devotees. My devotees do not know anyone but me. Similarly, I do not know anyone but my devotees. This is the intimate relationship between the Lord and his devotees. So you may say, isn't it that Krishna is not being equal to everybody? Wasn't Krishna say that about everybody? Well, Krishna also says in the Gita, Yayatabam Prabhajante Tam Sataiva Bhajamiham, that it depends on your approaching him. Krishna's reciprocating with you equalmente. Atma haite Krishna bhakte barakari manhe, ihatte bahuta shastra bachana pramanhe. Lord Krishna considers his devotees greater than himself. In this connection, the scriptures provide an abundance of evidence. Natatame priyatama atma yoni na sankaraha nacha sankarchano na shrir vaivatma chavyata bhavan. O Uddhava, neither Brahma nor Shankara nor Sankarsana nor Lakshmi nor my own self is as dear to me as you. Wow. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 14th chapter, text 15. Krishna samye nahi tanra madhurya swadana Bhaktivave Karitara Madhurya Charvana. The sweetness of Lord Krishna is not to be tasted by those who consider themselves equal to Krishna. It is to be tasted only through the sentiment of servitude. Shastreya Siddhante Vigera Anubhava Mudaloka Nahi Jani Vavera Vaibhava. This conclusion of the revealed scriptures is also the realization of experienced devotees. Fools and rascals, however, cannot understand the opulences of devotional emotions. When a person is liberated in the swa-sarupya form of liberation that he's having, a spiritual form exactly like Vishnu, it is not possible for him to relish the relationship of Krishna's personal associates in their exchanges of mellows. The devotees of Krishna, however, in their loving relationships with Krishna, sometimes forget their own identity. Sometimes they think themselves one with Krishna and yet relish still great transcendental mellow in that way. People in general, because of their foolishness only, try to become masters of everything, forgetting the transcendental mellow of servitorship to the Lord. When a person is actually advanced in spiritual understanding, however, he can accept the transcendental servitorship of the Lord without hesitation. So it says when a person is liberated in the sarupya form of liberation, that means he has a form like the Lord, like the Vishnu forms in the spiritual world, having, which is what Prabhupada says here, a spiritual form exactly like Vishnu. It's just the mood, and I wouldn't want to say just, but it's a mood of awe and reverence. Our Father Vishnu art in Vaikuntha. And so it's not possible to relish this intimate relationship in that particular form. So, interesting. Bhakta Baba Anagikari Balaram Lakshmana Advaita Nityanda Shesha Sankarshana Krishnera Madhurya Rasamrita Karivana Sesukimata Kichunahi Janayana Baladev Lakshmana Advaita Charya. Lord Nityananda, Lord Shesha, and Lord Sankarshan taste the nectarian mellows of the transcendental bliss of Lord Krishna by recognizing themselves as being his devotees and servants. They are all mad for that happiness and they know nothing else. Anira Achuk Karya Apaneshi Krishna Apana Madhurya Pane Haila Satrishna. What to speak of others, even Lord Krishna himself becomes thirsty to taste his own sweetness. Swamadhurya Ashwarite Karena Yatana Bhaktavava Vinunahita Ashwadana. He tries to taste his own sweetness, but he cannot do so without accepting the emotions of a devotee. Lord Krishna, Sri Krishna wanted to relish the transcendental mellow of a devotee. Therefore, he accepted the role of a devotee by appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Remember, that's one of the reasons why Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The other esoteric reasons are that he wanted to understand the love that Radharani has for him, and also he wanted to see himself through the eyes of his beloved. Bhakta Bhava Angikari Vairavatirna Shri Krishna Chaitanya Rupe Sarvabhave Pumina. Therefore, Lord Krishna accepted the position of a devotee and descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya, who is complete in every respect. Nana Bhakta Bhava Karena Sva Madhurya Pana He tastes his own sweetness through various emotions of a devotee. I formally explain this conclusion. Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Sri Gaurahari, is complete in relishing all the different mellows, namely neutrality, servitorship, fraternity, parental affection, and conjugal love. By accepting the ecstasy of different grades of devotees, he is complete in relishing all the mellows of these relationships. Wow. Avatara ganera bhakta bhava yarikara bhakta bhava haita yarika tsuka nahiara. All the incarnations are entitled to the emotions of devotees. There is no higher bliss than this. All the different incarnations of Lord Vishnu have the right to play the roles of servitors of Lord Krishna by descending as devotees. When an incarnation gives up the understanding of his Godhead and plays the part of a servitor, he enjoys a greater taste of transcendental mellows than when he plays the part of the Supreme Godhead. Mula bhakta avatara shi sankarsana bhakta avatara tani advaita gana. The original bhakta avatara is sankarsana. Shri Advaita is counted among such incarnations. Purport. A Although Sri Advaita Prabhu belongs to the Vishnu category, he displays servitorship to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as one of his associates. When Lord Vishnu appears as a servitor, he is called an incarnation of a devotee of Lord Krishna. Sri Sankarsanan, who is an incarnation of Vishnu in the spiritual sky, known as the Great of Vaikuntha, is the chief of the quadruple incarnations, and he is the original incarnation of a devotee. Lord Mahavishnu, who is lying in the causal ocean, is a manifestation of Sankarsana. He is the original personality of Godhead who glances over the material and efficient cause of the cosmic manifestation. Advaita Prabhu is accepted as an incarnation of Mahavishnu. All the plenary manifestations of Sankarsana are indirect expansions of Lord Krishna. That consideration also makes Advaita Prabhu an eternal servitor of Gaura Krishna. Therefore, he is accepted as a devotee incarnation. Advaita Chari Gosha Nira Mahima Parara Ayahat Yanhara Hunkare Karla Chaitanya Avatara. The glories of Sri Dvaitacharya are boundless, for his sincere vibrations brought about Lord Chaitanya's descent upon this earth. Sankirtana Pracharya Sava Jagatarila Advaita Prasada Loka Prema Dana Paila. Someone is sending me a message. Oh. No. He liberated the universe by preaching Sankirtan. Thus the people of the world received the treasure of love of Godhead through the mercy of Sri Advaita. Advaita Mahima Nantake Pare Kahite Selikis Ye Shuni Mahajane Haite. Who can describe the unlimited glories of Advaita Acharya? I write here as much as I have known from the great authorities. Acharya Charane Mora Koti Namaskara Ite Kichu Aparada Nalabe Amara. I offer my obeisances 10 million times to the lotus feet of Sri Advaita Acharya. Please do not take offense at this. Tomara Mahima Koti Samugra Agada Taharai Yatakahi Ebada Aparada. Your glories are as fathomless as millions of oceans and seas. Speaking of its measure is a great offense indeed. Jaya Jaya, Jaya Sri Advaita Acharya, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Arya. All glories to Sri Advaita Acharya, all glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Superior Lord Nityananda. Dvi Shloke Kahila Advaita Tattva Nirupana Panchatattvera Vichara Kichu Shunabhakta Gana. Thus, in two verses, I've described the truth concerning Advaita Acharya. Now, O devotees, please hear about the five truths, Panchatattva. Shivrupa Raghunatha Padayara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Dasha. Praying at the lotus feet of Shivrupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, 6th chapter, describing the glories of Advaita Acharya. So that was an ecstatic. Okay. Ecstatic chapter. Now we'll take questions. I just read this whole time. It was too ecstatic for the rest of you. All right. Who has a question? Does anybody have a question? Yeah.
Could you speak a little bit about Srila Jiva Goswami? Could you speak a little bit about him?
Oh, it's his appearance day today. Yes. Was it his appearance or disappearance day?
Appearance day.
Yeah, I've been so much immersed in getting the vaccine that we had a morning program, but we didn't celebrate his appearance day. Okay, I'll mention a few things about Jiva Goswami. Hold on a second. Let me get my notes on Srila Jiva Goswami. Okay. Jiva Goswami. Hold on a second. Okay. Here we go. Okay. I got a lot of things. Hold on. We're going to just got to pick a summary. There's so many things about Jiva Goswami. All right. Actually, not that many things. So he was born with a golden complexion. When he had darshan with Lord Chaitanya as a baby, because Jiva Goswami is the son of Anupama, who is the brother of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And Anupama left with his two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, and Jiva Goswami was left with his mother's, with his mother, when his uncles and his father left. And he was worshipping Radha Krishna deities from his very birth. And he would have dreams continually of dancing with Gaur Nitai. And he was feeling great separation from his father and from his uncles, because they were great devotees. And he went to Navadweep one time to see Lord Nityananda. And he met Lord Nityananda at Srivas Thakur's house. And the next day he was fed by Sachi Mata and taken on a tour of Navadweep by Lord Nityananda. Then he was sent by Lord Nityananda to Kashi to study with Madhusudana Vachaspati, who was a disciple of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then he went to Vrindavan to join his uncles, Rupa and Sanatana. Of course, his father had passed away. His father was actually a devotee of Lord Ramchandra. When he arrived in Vrindavan, he was given the deities of Radha Damodar. And these deities were personally fashioned by Rupa Goswami. Amazing. And he served Rupa Goswami by proofreading Rupa Goswami's literature, especially Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and rendered menial service to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. He accepted Rupa Goswami as his guru. But an interesting thing happened, that once upon a time, there was a concrete pundit named Rupa Narayan, who came to Vrindavan trying to conquer everybody, and especially wanted to conquer through his words, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. So he went to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, and they didn't want to bother talking to him, so they just signed a certificate that he had won. And then he went to Jiva Goswami, and he bragged to Jiva Goswami, "I've defeated Rupa and Sanatana Goswami." So Jiva Goswami couldn't tolerate that. So in 7 days, he defeated this rascal, Rupa Narayan. And this Rupa Narayan was banished from Vrindavan. But then when Jiva Goswami went to Rupa Goswami and started bragging, not bragging, but at least said, "You know, I have done this, I have defeated this person." Then Rupa Goswami said, "You know, anyone who's proud of his accomplishments is not qualified as a sannyasi and can't live in Vrindavan." So Jiva Goswami actually went to Mathura, and as some people describe, he lived in the hollow of a tree for a year. Finally, Sanatana Goswami went to Rupa Goswami and said, "Where's Jiva Goswami?" And Rupa Goswami said, "Look, I'm punishing him. This is what he did." And Sanatana Goswami said, "You have forgotten one of the primary teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And Rupa Goswami said, "What primary teaching?" And Sanatana Goswami said, "Jiva Doi," meaning compassionate to Jiva souls, which also meant being compassionate to Jiva Goswami. And then what happened is that he called for Jiva Goswami back, and Jiva Goswami resumed his service there. And Jiva Goswami taught to his disciples Swakya rather than Parakya relationship with Krishna because of the gopis' relationship with Krishna, because his disciples could not understand or accept the Parakya. Parakya means the unmarried love of the gopis. He actually gave his association to the Emperor Akbar, who was friendly to the Hindus, actually all the religions, and he gave a vision to Akbar of Krishna's pastimes in this place called Nidivan in Vrindavan. And Akbar agreed to construct some of the temples or give money for constructing the temples. And finally, in Agra, there was a debate. Who is more glorious, the Yamuna or the Ganges? And in this debate, the Yamuna won because she's considered the consort of Krishna. Whew, pretty good. And Akbar promised never to hunt in Braj. And Jiva Goswami also taught Shaimananda, Narottamadas Thakur, and Srinivas Acharya, and established the Radha Damodara Temple, which Srila Prabhupada stayed in, and that was Prabhupada's headquarters, the Radha Damodara Temple, eternal headquarters. He appeared in the year approximately 1513 and left approximately in the year 1598, and he's known as the most precise, elevated philosopher practically of all time and of all religions. And his most famous works are the Shatsundarbhas, which are six sundarbhas, which describe epistemology. That's the Tattva Sundarbha. Epistemology means how do you know what you know? And I'm not going to get into the details now because that's a whole discussion in and of itself. The first one is the Tattva Sandarbha. The second Sandarbha is called the Bhagavat Sandarbha. Draws a distinction between the impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma, and describes the spiritual world and the domination of the mode of goodness, description of deity worship and everything like that. The third Sandarbha is called the Paramatma Sandarbha, and there's a description of the super soul and about the Lord's incarnations and expansions. The fourth one is the Krishna Sandarbha. Krishna's proved to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there's discussion about Gokula, Dwarka, the expansions of the Lord, the Yadavas, etc. like that. The fifth one is called the Bhakti Sandarbha. It's about devotional service, how it's directly executed, and the difference between Raganuga Bhakti and Sadhana Bhakti and Baba Bhakti. And the sixth one is called the Priti Sandarbha, thesis on love of God. And it stated that through love of Godhead, one becomes perfectly liberated and attains the highest goal of life. So Jiva Goswami's works are the most precise, extensive works of any philosopher since time immemorial, basically. And there's some schools and universities in India that are named after Jiva Goswami. So that's Jiva Goswami. And that's all we have time for today, because I'm running a little late, because I had my vaccination against Krishna's illusory energy today. And so I know that I will never get affected by Krishna's illusory energy again, because I'm immune. No, my God, that would be terrible. That would be really proud to say that. I wish there was such a vaccination. Well, this description is, if love of God is available somewhere, one should beg, borrow, or steal and get that love of God. So one has to somehow or other get the association, and we have the association of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. We are very fortunate. So thank you very much. The chat window. Oh, Jagadish Pandit's disappearance day. Oh, Jiva Goswami's disappearance day. I was told it was the appearance day. Anyway, it's the disappearance day. So Prabhupada said disappearance and appearance are the same, because the devotee comes somewhere, he leaves somewhere. It's not like ordinary persons who are born and forget everything and then they die and they go to Yamaraj. For devotee, death, Prabhupada described as like a kitten being picked up by the mother cat, just being brought somewhere else for its enjoyment in Krishna consciousness. Okay, we'll see everybody. Pray that we have another class tomorrow evening. I'm going to try to get back in time. If not, we will have it from my car as I'm driving. But probably not video, because I do want to pay attention to the road. That is kind of important. Okay, so all glories to His Divine Grace.